All right. It's time that I share with you that there's something that I have to share maybe in the future, which I'm not going to share today, but I need to tell you that I might share it in the future. It's all about ethics. It hit me the other day. Why have I been sitting on these very relevant stories, this very profound information of what happened to me while I was in Asia, and I haven't been spreading all the details to the world? What, you know, I felt like it was wrong. I wanted a peaceful solution. And it would be unethical for me to keep staying quiet about it. But at the same time, sometimes we've got to be patient and not be a quick draw and not go beat people up the minute they do something bad. Give people a chance to think it over and to regret what they said to you. Don't go burn your neighbor's house down because they insulted you. Give them time to go home and cool off and feel bad and come back to you next week and apologize on their own without you. Don't even call them and say, "You insulted me. That's bad." Let them go home and cool off and see you next time and try to make it right. We need right? Okay. So, now, you know, I've been vocal on, I've got a change.org thing. You might be able to find the link somewhere, although I've largely pulled it down. It's on my YouTube channel, ESL Human Trafficking Taiwan. Look for those, Jesse Steele. I've talked a little bit about this. I've tried to be polite. Taiwan has a lot that's worth saving. They need help. But they've also got a lot of dark stuff going on. And I'm not going to say any more than that, other than to say that I've been sitting on something that happened to me. And I've been wondering, should I tell the world about this or not? How much should I go out and officially explain? And how much should I just contact governments and try to tell them to fix their problems internally? I've been waiting. We're pushing 12 years here that I've been sitting on this. Well, do I talk or not? Was I wrong to stay quiet this long or not? Would anyone have even listened to me if I said something? If I complained about it, would I be whining? You know, I've got all these questions. You know, someone does something bad to you, should you go tell people? Sometimes you shouldn't. In fact, I'll go back to the, who was it? Remember the congressman that was sending instant messages to the 16-year-old aides in the House of Representatives? It was the Page group. And they were very inappropriate. Well, this page, this 16-year-old at the time had the instant messages, and he was sending what the congressman had sent to him to his other friends, and one of those other friends took that and became the whistleblower and shared it with the world. And what happened in the end? It was this big news. What happened in the end was the House of Representatives shut down the Page service. They used to have these high school kids that would run messengers around to different congressmen, taking congressmen papers. And, you know, he talked about Al Franken sitting in his office chewing on a cigar. I mean, you know, they all these kids would get exposure to the Capitol, and they continued the Page system even through the Civil War. It was an old brotherhood of sorts. And all that happened by blowing the whistle and saying what the congressman had been doing, all that happened was that congressman resigned. There was no political change in America. And Congress just, I mean, who was it? It was the guy before Paul Ryan at the... He was a Speaker of the House during the Obama years. But it was during that era. And they just shut down the Page service. And in the end, that guy that blew the whistle, his friends didn't want to. The kid that was involved didn't want him to blow the whistle. He blew the whistle, and now he regrets it. I had a very, very little tiny short exchange with him over his story. He's like, you don't always have to go do that. So do I want to be that guy? Do I want to be the guy that tells the world how bad Taiwan is, and that's the story of me? And will it really make a difference? So I've had this ethical question going around in the back of my head. And this week it came to me. This week it all made sense. See, I've written a few letters to Congress this week about the problem, explaining it yet again, after years of explaining it as simple as I can, and explaining a solution, and I'm going to leave it. I'm done for now. But there is something else. See, before, if I had said something, I would have been the whiner. But now, as you listen to the podcast weekly yesterday, Pacific Daily Times is taken off. And if it goes somewhere, that's a big if. Looks like it could, but don't count chickens when you only got eggs. If it goes off, if it builds, then it will be a fully legitimate news service. And at that point, it would be unethical for me to not say the very juicy story, the very juicy story that I've been sitting on for honor and respect for the last 12 years, almost 12 years. And so that was my decision. Does that make sense? Okay, so in so many words, now there's more to this. And if I have to go do this, I will be explaining more at Pacific Daily Times, and I'll probably do a video about it under the Pacific Daily Times brand, because that's what it would be about. It would be, hi, I've been here, I've been sitting on this, world events have happened, I've been patient long enough, but now this is a news service actually going somewhere, and I have to tell you about this story that I've been sitting on. It would be unethical not to, as a growing news source. That's kind of what it would be. Does that make sense? I mean, I'm kind of talking about a thing without giving too many details about it. Okay. Taiwan's done some pretty, there's some dark stuff going on. It has to do with ancient parts of Chinese culture that still are seeking genocide of the entire non-Chinese world. It's really, really sad. And they're very cruel to foreigners inside Taiwan. And I've seen it firsthand because I've been on the receiving end of it for 12 years. And it's helped me identify with black people dealing with systems in America that white people don't see. And I don't mean laws. I just mean the way culture works. And as a white guy, I never saw it. And I still don't see it as a white guy. But I've been the foreigner in Taiwan. You know, I've gone to my Taiwanese friends. And they come up to me. They find out, your landlord is kicking you out? I'm like, yep. They said, really? Why? I said, they don't want foreigners. Huh? People in Taiwan talk that way? Oh, yeah. And the young Taiwanese don't know it. They're oblivious to it. But it really happens. And they don't hate me. You know, there's stuff that happens to black people in America. White people just don't see it. It doesn't make them bad or racist, black people. And it doesn't mean you should keep ignoring it, white people. It really happens. And some people see it and some people don't. Well, finally, I've been the guy that sees it because it happens to me. And so I've had these ethical questions. Do I go whine a whole bunch and do I become the main headline and I've got the grand victim story here and it's just they're so bad and horrible and then nobody does anything to actually help? Do I go that route? What do I do? Well, it was the right thing to do to kind of stay quiet about it, let people change and improve. The more countries have been being friendly with Taiwan, the smaller the problem's gotten. So being quiet was useful. Had I said something too loudly before, maybe the positive change might not have happened. You don't just want to report bad news. You want to have people know the news they need to know so that the world can improve. And that doesn't mean telling every single dark, dirty piece of garbage you can find. There's only so much news you can tell. And you need good news and reason for hope to be mixed in with that. We need to know what we need to know so we move forward. Not just be a tabloid. So I made the right decision, and if I have to talk, it will be because I've been responsible with journalism enough that I'll be given more responsibility with journalism, and ethics would dictate that I do. See you tomorrow.